We have a speaker program, so we have some high-profile people. We have a climate scientist who gives a talk on what's called The World We Want. We have an author, Isabel Losada, who calls herself the Joyful Environmentalist. She'll be giving a talk which is a mixer of humor and environmental issues. We have music, spoken word, arts and crafts, dance, family activities.
It's an all-encompassing fair, isn't it? And how long is it on for?
It'll be on for the day on Saturday, the 13th of September. So it starts at 10 in the morning, goes till 5 in the evening. So it's an all-day event. It's completely free, no charge, no tickets. Just turn up on the day and we'd love to see you there.
Now, just to allay anyone's fears, this is not a political rally, is it? This is talking about the climate and presumably the climate emergency that we find ourselves in.
That's right. Talking about the climate emergency and also nature. We have a lot of nature-based organisations, High Wheeled Swifts, West Kent Badger Group. So it's really about two things, building community and having fun. Obviously, the background issues are serious and a lot of people are very anxious and concerned about the future. So there is a lot of, there will be a lot of support for people, positive ways to deal with the issues that we're all having to deal with. We have companies coming along who are presenting, you know, energy alternatives, sustainability alternatives. So the idea is to be positive, to have fun, to make it inclusive.
So it's not going to be any finger wagging and telling people off.
I can't promise that there won't be any fingers wagged on the day, but no, it's very much about building community and providing support and just showing people that there are alternatives out there. There is positivity out there. It's a wonderful thing to be involved in this broad green coalition that we're building here in Tunbridge Wells. And I mean, personally, I don't see any reason why ultimately Tunbridge Wells can't be the green heart of the Garden of England. You know, it's a big ambitious sort of way to put it, but why not?
So what does being the green heart, what does that mean? What does that encompass? How does Tunbridge Wells become that green heart of...
Well, one of the things that we've been doing is we've been doing some vox pops. We've been going out on the streets. We have one of our organization is a professional filmmaker, and he's been going out and chatting to people. People are willing and able to talk about their concerns around all of these issues. So it's about giving those people a voice and also connecting the various organizations, whether it be the borough council, whether it be the business community, the environmental groups, the nature groups, and sort of creating a sense of critical mass amongst all of these like-minded people. And if you have enough of a mass of concern and people who are ready to take action, then why shouldn't Tunbridge Wells become a sort of a hub of activity in the way that, let's say, somewhere like Bristol or somewhere like Hastings down on the south coast or Brighton on the south coast. Those areas are becoming very green. And why shouldn't Tunbridge Wells be the same?
I mean, generally speaking, people are aware that the climate is changing. And, people may choose to argue about what has caused that. But the general opinion is that we have caused that. And so people are generally quite open to it, aren't they? But people are always a bit concerned about, does that mean I'm going to have to change the way I live? Is that the answer? Do we have to make major changes to the way we live?
Well, I think as a society, we have to make changes. But I think in an individual level, it is down to each person to decide for themselves. I mean, nobody's going to, from our group anyway, nobody's going to go around and police people for having a plastic bottle on one particular occasion.
That was going to be my next question.
Or leather shoes, or, you know, if everybody just does a bit within the confines of what their conscience or their standard of living can accommodate, then it will make a difference.
Because that is a key, isn't it? Everyone's just got to do a little bit. We don't all have to change. We don't all have to buy electric cars and get solar panels, although that would be great, I'm sure.
Right.
But as long as we all do perhaps a bit of recycling, I suspect that most people listening at home will think, well, look, I separate my recycling once a week and put the little clear bag out for the council. Am I doing enough? Is that enough?
It's a start. It's something. But the thing about this fair is hopefully people will be introduced to lots of other things that they can do, whether it's where you invest your pension, where you bank, how you travel, whether you travel in a sustainable way or whether you reduce the amount of, say, long-haul flights that you take. Yeah, you mentioned electric cars, how you drive, what you eat.
Tell me about the Green Coalition. What's the Green Coalition? How many people are sort of involved?
Well, it's a coalition of groups. So the total number that are involved would be several thousand, I imagine. But it's, for example, the groups include the Green Party, Friends of the Earth, the Quakers, Extinction Rebellion, Mother's Rebellion. And I think we have a couple of others, but in Tunbridge Wells and surrounding areas, yeah, I would say several thousand people.
Now, how did you become involved in climate activism, if I can phrase it like that?
I was living in Bromley a few years back and heard about this group called Extinction Rebellion and sort of got involved a little bit with them, went on a few marches and things like that up in London. Then COVID lockdown came along and everything kind of shut down for a while. In the meantime, I'd moved to Tunbridge Wells. I'm living just around the corner from Trinity Theatre. Somebody had organised a screening of a documentary about environmental issues at Trinity. I went along and I just got chatting to some people and thought, OK, got some like-minded people here. I'm new to Tunbridge Wells. It's a great opportunity to get to know
some
people.
Is that not a Tunbridge Wells accent you've got then?
It's not. No. I'm Irish, like your previous songster there, Niall Horan. I'm an Irishman. So I grew up in a green country, you could say.
So what was your background then? What is your background? What's your history?
Nothing to do with any sort of activism or climate or politics or anything like that at all. I lived in Japan for a long time, 23 years. I started a website there, which I still run to this day. I sell Japanese apparel to people around the world. That's one of my hats. My other that I've just recently put on is I've just recently graduated as a therapeutic counselor. And this involvement with this climate and nature fair is just very much it's a passion project. It's like everybody else who's involved in it. I'm a volunteer. It's completely not for profit. It's about building community, building awareness, providing support for people. As I sort of referred to earlier, hopefully making Tunbridge Wells and surrounding areas a greener, quote-unquote greener area.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question now, and this is not intended as a gotcha question, okay. But you worked in IT. What a background in IT. I mean, IT is an enormous consumer of energy these days, isn't it? Is there a conflict in your mind with that? Because, I mean, IT really is a major producer of carbon these days. I'm not asking you this as a gotcha question. I'm genuinely interested in your opinion and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, one concern which is becoming coming to the forefront recently is specifically around AI and the amount of energy consumed by AI. I mean, even when I heard the sort of numbers involved, it made me think, okay, maybe I'm not going to plug in questions to ChatGPT or whatever just for the fun of it, because it...
I mean, there are huge data centers that drive AI, isn't it? And the amount of energy they consume is just obscene, frankly.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily see that. When we turn the light on in the kitchen, we don't realize, but we don't really think so much about where that energy is coming from.
And perhaps the same when you plug a question into your computer, you don't realize the technology and the infrastructure that is behind you asking that thing to create a picture of a cat driving a bus.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is you've asked the AI to do. We don't think about that, do we? Do you think there needs to be more awareness of that?
Possibly. I mean, it's a bit outside my...
Sorry, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm genuinely interested in what you would think of it. But having worked in IT and now sort of green activism, I can use inverted commas, I'm genuinely interested what your thoughts are.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably wax lyrical about the topic in general, but I'm certainly no expert. I mean, I have my own personal opinions about it, but it is certainly something to be aware of and to be perhaps increasingly concerned about.
Do you think these companies need to sort of be held to account for this sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In terms of not just their energy consumption, but also the moral responsibility that they hold for the stuff that they put out on social media and what have you. But
let's go back to the fair. What do you hope to achieve by this fair then? What's the ultimate aim?
The ultimate short-term aim is to make it a fun day that is success for the stallholders who come along, that we get enough people actually turning up on the day that it's worthwhile for the people who are making the effort to come along with their stalls and set up and so forth. The slightly longer term goal is to continue to increase the awareness and reach of the Green Coalition and bring more people into that coalition, to give the people of Tunbridge Wells who are concerned about climate and nature issues an opportunity to speak up, to hear what their neighbours think about these things. And the Tunbridge Wells Borough Council and the business community through Royal Tunbridge Wells Together have been incredibly supportive and positive about what we have done so far. And remember, we are a bunch of volunteers who've never done this before. I think they are genuinely, I am blowing our trumpet to say that they've been very impressed with what we've pulled off so far. So I want the event itself to be a success so that we get to do it again next year and the year after that and the year after that. And we are taken seriously by the people who have the money and the power to help actually change things, really change things.
If people are interested, is there a website, is there a Facebook page they can go to find out more?
There is all of that, yes. We have a website, which is TWCAN, Tunbridge Wells Can, so TWCAN.org.
And that's climate and nature, isn't it?
Yeah, climate and nature, yes. So TWCAN.org.uk is the website. And you'll find links on there to our Facebook page and our Instagram account.